Welcome to Walking Wisdom with Devorah. It is May 15th. It is Sunday afternoon and it is incredibly beautiful spring afternoon with all kinds of weather being symbols and messages of deep teachings that we can always see all around us, from the socked in misty, dark world that was all around me as I left my house, and then the mist lifted and there were beams of light through the mist, and then the clouds cleared and the sun came out and an eagle flew overhead chased by crows, that's a thing, and the cool breeze washing over me on a day of really a lot of learning for me. And on these days, I feel so moved and compelled to share some of what comes to me, through me, to you, with the hope and the prayer and the intent that it will open up for you what has come to me today to be called pathways, portals, and possibilities. And if you follow me, you know that I really have a great, joyous, fun love for alliteration. And I listen to a number of very powerful, deep, transformational teaching calls today as I am going through my own growth to expand into new pathways, new portals that open up new possibilities. And that is what I want to do for you today. I want to ask you to take this moment and begin by pausing and breathing yourself into the moment. I'm going to stop my walking for a moment and give you a moment to pause this video, this audio, and to get to a place where you can just stop for a moment and close your eyes and breathe. Breathe yourself into the moment. And feel that shift to stillness, that sense I like to call breathing bigger than your physical self. And what I always do in my first step of the In-Story Guided Process is allow you to feel that flow from above, from God, Source, the universe, flowing down through your whole body, your whole being, filling you with light, love, healing, blessing, guidance, clarity, down through your feet, into the earth, grounding you in the earth. And breathe up that solid, rooted, comforting energy of the earth into the center of your being. And be aware of being in that state of connected flow. And take a moment to simply feel yourself present in the moment, feeling your breath, tuning into your heart. Maybe you're hearing the birds that are tweeting to us in this moment from my world and to yours. Breathing in and out of your heart, opening and expanding. And in this moment, let's begin by calling the image of a pathway. The theme is pathways, portals, and possibilities. So begin by breathing in the image of a path. I often think about the tangled forest around me and the blessing that someone came before me to make a path so that I can enter the forest with ease. Feel what is the message to you about a pathway. Is it a pathway that is opening so that you can go forward through a place that has been tangled? Are you seeing an opening through the tangle that is a clear path for you to go forward? Or perhaps you are seeing how you are creating a path so others can move forward. Or perhaps it's both. Feel the feeling of pathways opening before you, perhaps behind you. So take a moment and feel a sense of pathways opening. Begin to move along a path that is open in front of you. Feel that a pathway has opened for you that was not there before. And as you go forward on this pathway, allow it to appear and feel and become any way that seems to you in this moment. Any pathway, any image of a pathway that is opening before you, and I want you to feel yourself moving forward on this pathway, and it is going to lead to a portal. And let you know, whenever I do this work for you, trust the first thing that comes to you, whatever it is. Right? This is kind of what's coming through me for you in this moment. So trust the flow of it and open that there is a portal that opens in front of you that was not there before. However it looks to you, you could be on a pathway on water, you could be in a river, you could be in a forest, you could be on a road, but where there was no opening in front of you, a portal now opens. And as you move towards this portal, it is going to allow you to go through this portal into something that becomes possible that you want very much to be possible, but seemed impossible to you before. It is an opening. It's a pathway that leads to a portal that leads to new possibilities. So let yourself imagine that you are moving through this portal. And trust whatever image comes to you. And as you go through this portal, it is going to reveal to you a new possibility. You know, it might be a metaphor. Often this work leads to metaphors, which you then get to interpret. But trust whatever opens. Go through this portal and see where you come out. And then begin to go forward into new possibilities. What was blocked before that is now open? Take a moment and feel this flow of pathways opening through a portal, revealing new possibilities. And breathe in. Maybe it's the feeling of it. Sometimes this opening work will allow you to feel a release of resistance. And the change will be energetic without any content, image, story, or you'll get a whole story filled with images. You might get a whole new idea. Allow yourself to trust the first way this opens up and unfolds for you, whatever it is. To feel this flow of a pathway opening that leads to a portal that opens, that reveals new possibilities that were unavailable to you or not known to you before. And now what seemed impossible is opened and possible for you. And if you ever don't know or don't understand what to do or what's happening, you use the in-story tools of all my in-story guided processes of ask and trust. So you bump up against any kind of, I don't know, you ask, what is my new possibility? And trust the first thing that comes to your mind, whether it's a word, an image, a thought, whatever, the first thing you get in this work is always true. It might take some doing to understand it, but it always has an important, true message for you. So finish up, go through this process, and then breathe yourself back into the moment. Come on back and allow yourself to write something down. Just pause the audio message and write something down. What showed up for you? What happened? What did the pathway look like? What was the portal like? What is the new possibility that revealed itself to you? And how do you feel? What's the feeling journey of it? What did the pathway feel like? What did the portal feel like? What is the possibility that's new feel like? What is the opening? So let yourself trust what you get, feel what it is, receive it. and write it down. And just pause this audio and take as much time as you need to do that. And now I'm going to assume that you did that and you're back, because I just want to finish up sharing a little bit more with you. I knew when I went to create this audio that I wanted to create something that would make a difference for you if you are listening. And I knew that it was going to be about what came to me and one of the things I listened to that was pathways, portals, and possibilities. But I didn't know how it was going to come out. I just trusted how it came through me in this moment. And that is sort of often I'll do something and then talk to you about the doing of it. And I want to encourage you and remind you to trust your own kind of downloads, inspirations, things that come to you. Because I have found over and over that what moves you will move your tribe, the people who are resonant with you. And if you are feeling this feeling of calling on your soul to tell your story, to share your wisdom, that you have intuitive messages coming through you that you know you're meant to share, I want to encourage you to share them. Share them. Trust what's coming through you and share them. If you're stuck, you don't know what to do, reach out to me and ask for help. Ask for support. And if you are in flow, share what comes to you. Trust that there is something more that is coming through you, and that no matter where you are or what you are doing in your life, if you are feeling that there is a new pathway, portal, and possibility opening up for you, say yes, trust where it's leading you, and see where it goes. There is truly an opening for all of us, and the more we together support each other to trust this higher calling and this guidance that comes to us, the more we will make a difference for each other. One of the messages that I got from something I listened to this morning was, it starts on the inside, being kind to ourselves, to the inner being of who you are, your essence. Be gentle, kind, and loving. Begin with yourself. Begin with thanking and trusting and loving yourself, your beautiful, wondrous self. Because truly we are beautiful, we are loved, and we are here to share that beautiful, loving core first to ourselves and then one by one to the people we connect with. So I send you this blessing to feel that you are beautiful, that you are loved, and that you are here to make a difference, and that you can truly trust the calling of your soul and the pathways, portals, and possibilities that are opening before you in this moment.